You're listening to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mod is 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It is the audio path of totality. Thank you. You can also see the Facebook live stream. Just go to, well, Facebook, and then it's River Talk Facebook page. River Talk Face. Well, that ended fast. The River Talk Face. Why am I shouting? The River Talk. I have no idea what's going on in my own studio, and I'm the only person here. Okay, the music stopped. AC/DC, that's it. I'm still talking, right? Yes, I am still talking. I'm making references to our Facebook live stream. We're back up and running. The River Talk Facebook page. River Talk Facebook page. Share this everywhere. What the Laura Wacon Chapman said, the state senator of West Virginia, about fighting the electric monopolies, which is what all these power companies are. They're just monopolies and the government-sanctioned price fixing. That's all this is. We can finally break them up the way we broke up Standard Oil and Ma Bell and have lots and lots and lots and lots of choices for very low prices. We've got to break up these monopolies and rein in all the Erica Storches out there that are legally buying off our politicians. I gotta stress legally because they make the laws, so they can pretty much do whatever they want. All right, fine. So there's that. I want to talk with, hold on a second. We're getting people calling in here. Yeah, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Hello.
Yeah, the other thing that's going up besides the electric is Big Willie's ratings on Big Willie's Saturday Night Tailgate. Thank you.
We really need a call screener for this. We really do. I just take the calls live, raw, no hesitation. You never know what's going to happen. By the way, our phone number is 740. I have no idea what the guy was talking about, by the way. Sounded drunk to me. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. When you call, I don't think it's asking too much. If you would try to be sober or at least just a small buzz, not too much. Really not too much, because then it's not good radio. Again, 740-325-1490. Please don't be drunk. I don't ask for much, but this is an absolute positive maybe. All right? Thank you. Where was I? Oh, yeah, I want to talk with you about the Strushen double homicide at the Trails. Is it what's called Trails End? I mean, it has an ironic name for the Trails End Drive. What a sad, ironic name for the double homicide. I have a theory. I want to stress it's nothing more than a theory, but it's a pretty good one, I would say, based on the breaking news that, or the news that we broke, I guess the better way of saying it, when we had Kevin Flanagan on live and dangerously local a few weeks ago. Kevin Flanagan, the Belmont County prosecutor, ran for the Republican nomination for Common Pleas Court judge in Belmont County, ran against my candidate, Mike McCormick, good man, but they're both good men. They're both very good people. And my candidate, my client, Kevin Flanagan, won. We expected that was likely because Kevin Flanagan's name is very well known. He's a good guy, hasn't screwed up. It was a heavy, heavy lift. Mike McCormick did a great job. On a level playing field, McCormick wins. But given the built-in advantages that Flanagan had with the name recognition and being a prosecutor for so long and being, you know, lots of media exposure for so long and not screwing up, very, very, very heavy lift. Mike McCormick did really well, all things considered, and is a good man. They're both good men. They're both very good men. So I had Kevin Flanagan in here after I had Mike McCormick here, because I give equal time and all that to all the candidates. Doesn't matter if I endorse them or not. Doesn't matter if they're clients of mine or not. Dolph Santorin is not a client of mine, but I had him on here several times, as a matter of fact. If he had been a client of mine, he would have won, obviously. But it didn't work out that way because he had his political consultants and, okay, fine. Anyway, so when I had Kevin Flanagan on here, I started asking about the Strushen double homicide on Trails End Drive, right behind Chaps. Horrible, horrible story good people. Both of them seemingly, I think they were executed. They were certainly killed. And then the perpetrator or perpetrators also killed the dog and then supposedly set the house on fire. I mean, bad stuff. Bad stuff. So there's this guy that has now been charged, and stress, being charged does not mean that you're guilty. It means that you're being charged. We have a presumption of innocence for everyone, including this Andrew Isaac Griffin, who is the person who's been charged for the double homicide at Trails End Drive. Trails End Drive, my God. Tom and Angela Strushin, good people. I know some of the other members of the family and all that. They're good people. So I'm talking to Kevin Flanagan, and I'm trying to get information out of him about this because it's really important. And he says, no, because the trial's coming up. We don't want to release any information, this, that, and that. And I said, essentially this. Boy, you know, it's just amazing to me what the links people will go to in a drug deal. You know, when there's, you know, drugs involved, they do all sorts of crazy things. What a crazy, it has to be a drug deal and this, that, and the other. That's essentially what I said. Very clear about the drug deal. He corrected me. Live on the air. He said, no, it wasn't a drug deal. And I thought to myself, we just broke some very, very big news. And I expected the local useless news media to pick up on that and go, my God, he is confirming that it wasn't a drug deal. Actually, I thought it was because it just is so outrageous. They did not pick up on it. The only people who knew that I broke that important story were the people who listened to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. You were the only ones. And, of course, the Facebook live stream, because we streamed it on Facebook, had lots of views on that one. And so I was thinking to myself, now with the latest news regarding the pretrial moves, regarding some new evidence, apparently one of the witnesses for the prosecution is gravely ill. I don't know what the deal is, but as I'm reading some of these stories, what I think they're trying to do is get the person to testify early or record the testimony or something along those lines, something very unusual because apparently this person is very, very, very sick, may not be with us much longer. That's my best guess. Something like that's going on. But I thought to myself, this might be a good time to share my suspicion about what this thing is all about. And again, at first, I must tell you, I thought it was a drug deal that had gone very, very bad. But Kevin Flanagan confirmed it wasn't a drug deal. He wouldn't tell me what it was because I was like, oh, God, I got this information. Let me get more. I couldn't get anything else out of him. But I got that much out of him, which is a lot. Nobody else is telling you this. So I was thinking about this and thinking about this. And my best guess, and I want to stress, this is a guess. I do not have smoking gun evidence regarding this. But when you look at the way this double homicide was done, that whoever did this, maybe it was this Andrew Isaac Griffin. Maybe not. There'll be a court case to determine what the truth is. If it's not drugs, my best guess is it has something to do with sex. Just hear me out here. It's the intensity of the way these people and their pet were taken from us. I get the sense there was such a level of emotion and rage. Double homicide. There are some reports that they were executed kneeling, whatever. I don't know if that's true. But a double homicide. And the perpetrator also kills the pet and then sets the house on fire. That says to me, and again, I'm just a high school graduate talking into a microphone. I'm certainly no expert when it comes to crime, although I do watch Forensic Files. All those old shows are still pretty good, but I'm no expert. But to me, the passion involved in this horrible, horrible crime on Trails End Drive points to only one thing. Some sort of love slash sex issue. I don't know what. I have no smoking gun evidence. But the insane level of passion in the way that they were killed. And then who? You kill the dog on top of that, and then you try to burn the house down? The level of passion, the level of anger, to me speaks about some insane, off-the-chart sex issue. And I'm just speculating, and I have absolutely no evidence here, but I wonder if there was some sort of affair going on. I wonder if there was some sort of kinky sex going on. I wonder if there was something so bizarre, so twisted, so disgusting that the perpetrator, whoever this person is, was so enraged and so overwhelmed with emotions that he had to do unspeakably horrible things to both of these poor people and the pet, and then try to burn down the house. That speaks to a level of rage, at least in my opinion. Again, I'm a high school graduate talking into a microphone. What the hell do I know? That speaks to a level of rage and emotion that is just the rawest levels of emotion that a human being could have, unbridled, uncontrolled. It's not a drug deal. We broke the news. Kevin Flanagan was right here. Says not a drug deal. What else could cause someone to do this level of intense personal violence? Killing both people and their pet and trying to burn the house down? If it was a robbery, why would they kill? See, the thing is the pet. This is driving me nuts. Why kill the pet? If it's a robbery and these poor people, the Strushans, stumble onto the robbery, horrible, no question. But why would the robber then kill the pet? And then why would the robber try to burn down the house? Robberies aren't like that. A burglary, I guess would it be. If it was a question of, let's say, Tom Strushan owing this guy money, some sort of a business deal that went bad. Again, I have no smoking gun evidence. I'm just saying, what if? Why kill the spouse? Why kill the dog and then try to burn down the house? It seems as if anything connected with the existence of this poor couple, the Strushans, had to be destroyed by whoever did this. That's a level of personal animus that I can't even find the words for it. On a scale of 1 to 10, that's an 11. And the only thing that I can think of that would cause that level of rage is sex. Emotions that are so off the chart that you and I can't even comprehend the level of intensity regarding this. Again, I have no smoking gun evidence, but what else could it possibly be? Now that Kevin Flanagan confirmed on our show, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, that it was not a drug deal. What other motivation could there be for that level of passionate violence where they even killed the pet and then try to burn down the house? Any type of anything connected with the Strushans had to be destroyed. That's not a burglary. That's not a business deal gone bad. That's a whole nother level of emotion and insanity. My money is on sex.